This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. The Warrior Mind Podcast is brought to you by Qualia, advanced mental nutrition to immediately enhance focus, energy, and mood while supporting long-term brain health. Become remarkable. Go to warriormindcoach.com/neurohacker, and that's with a capital N, and use code WMC to receive a 15% discount. This is episode 364, and today we're going to be talking about continuous improvement. We've covered a to-do list, we've covered some goal setting, but now we want to start looking at taking the actions, right? When we look at a goal, when we look at a to-do list, there are actions that are involved. And there's different parts of action. Action, you know, it's just not one thing that we do. There are other aspects. And so how can we continuously improve our actions or continuously improve the things that we do to help achieve our goals quicker, perhaps, or more with more joy and fun? Well, there's seven aspects to consider for having continuous improvement. I'm going to go over those now. The first aspect is effectiveness. So when you start looking at what you want to get it done or what you want to get accomplished, are you doing the right things? Are you setting your priorities? Are you doing what's important first? A great example is sales. If you're in sales and you go into your office, the most important thing is to start contacting clients, following up, making appointments. What most people do, though, is check emails and respond to emails. And then 2 hours go by and they haven't even contacted a prospect or a client. So that's not really being effective. So again, effective is doing the right things. Efficiency, which is the next one, or being efficient, is doing those things right. You know, following a procedure. Again, we'll just use sales, for example. There's a certain methodology behind the follow-up, behind the initial call. Are you doing those things correctly? So you may have your priorities straight that you come into the office, you start contacting clients, but now are you contacting them in a proper way? Are you following the method of procedures? Are you doing those things right? And that's becoming efficient at what you're doing. Then there's improving. So improving means doing things better. So you could look again at sales, your phone calls, your conversations, but can you do that better? Can you make it your own? Can you improve on it some way? Think about what you're doing. Listen to suggestions. You know, find ways to improve things. This can work with if you hire a mentor or a coach or somebody else to take a look at what you're doing and look at how you can improve it. And this can be anything. It doesn't have to be sales, right? It could be looking for a job. It could be managing your nutrition program. It could be working out. How can you do those things better? But you can't improve them until you become effective and efficient. So these are in sequence. You can't just go ahead and do things better if you're not doing the right things and you're not doing those things right in the first place. So these all build on top of each other. So we have that effectiveness, right? Doing the right things. We have the efficiency, doing those things right. And then we have improving, doing things better. And then we can move into cutting, meaning stop doing things. We all have wasted energy throughout the day. We are all distracted by shiny objects and by squirrels. And so what can we stop doing? I mean, how often are we on Facebook? How many hours are we on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter when really it doesn't help us move forward towards what we want? We can make excuses on why we're on it, but we don't have to be on it for the length of time that we are. So can we start to cut out some of the things that we're doing that don't support us moving forward? Then once we start to cut some of those things out, we can start looking at copying or mimicking or modeling. doing what other people are doing, and that is successful people. So look at somebody in your field that is very successful, and then start to model them. And in NLP, it's called modeling. Look at what they do day to day, week to week, month to month, and start to copy it and start to mimic it and start to make it your own. Then we can look into being different. So there's an expression, observe the masses and do the opposite. What that means is, what is everybody else out there not doing that you can do that will help you towards your goal or objective? And this means, really, you might have to think about it. You might take some time as you progress through these aspects or these levels. Each one takes a little bit more time to think about and a little bit more time to contemplate and a little bit more time to execute, right? Thinking about doing something different, because doing something different may mean that you take a few steps back, but it also could mean that you launch yourself forward in whatever you feel that you're doing. You know, again, it could be with weight loss, it could be with sales, it could be with building your business, but what are things that you could be doing different? Ask yourself, why not? And then we come to the last one. That's do the impossible. Do things that can't be done or supposedly can't be done. Question, why isn't this being done? Look at something that's really challenging and say, why can't I? Why can't I get it done? Or how can I get it done? Right? Look at those really difficult things or those impossible things so look at those things that we label as impossible and go, why not? Let me take a look at it. Let me see what else I can do. So those are the seven aspects for continuous improvement. Again, the first one is become effective, doing the right things. The second one is becoming efficient, doing those things right. The next one is improving, doing things better. The next one is cutting. Stop doing things that don't support you. The next one is modeling or copying, doing things that other successful people are doing that you're not. Different. Do things that other people aren't doing, but you do them. And then the impossible. Do things that can't be done. Show them that it can be done. So that's it. So between the last few podcasts, we've covered some goal setting, we've covered some to-do lists, and now we've covered how to have continuous improvement. With that, you should be finishing off 2017 really strong and getting ready for a wonderful 2018. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.